In today's Mishnah, we're in the third and fourth Mishnah from the eighth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. We continue learning about the Ben Sorer Umore. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we discussed that he has to be between about 13 and 3 months. That's sort of the age. Also, we mentioned that he has to eat a particular quantity of meat and nice wine, Yaina Italki, this Italian wine. And it has to particularly be in a context in which he would likely continue repeating this consumption. So it has to be somewhat addictive. So Mishnah continues that Ganav, he also has to have stolen the money. He says, Ganav Mishel Aviv, he has to have stolen the money from his father. So what the Mishnah says, however, if he stole from his father, Vachal Bershut Aviv, but he ate it at home, then it wouldn't be a Ben Sorer Umore. Firstly, the reason why it has to be stolen from his father, because the money is accessible to him, he lives in the same house. However, if he ate it, Bershut Aviv, he ate it at home, he'd be scared that his father would catch him. So it's unlikely to be an addictive or repeated behavior. Meshel Acharim, if he stole from others, V'achal b'rishut Acharim, but he ate it outside the home, then that situation, stealing from others, is not such a simple activity. It's also quite dangerous, scary, and it's not necessarily guaranteed he's going to continue in that pattern, despite the fact now his consumption is out of home. Meshel Acharim, if he stole from others, V'achal b'rishut Aviv, if he stole from others and then ate it at home, then we say in that situation, all these cases are not likely to be addictive, not behavior that's going to perpetuate itself. So therefore, Einu Naseh Ben Sorer Umore, he would not be tried as a Ben Sorer Umore. Ad she ignored Mishel Aviv v'yochal b'shut Aharim, unless he stole the money from his father, which is accessible to him, and eats it out of home, where he won't be caught. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda Umer, ad she ignored Mishel Aviv u'mishel imo. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, no, the requirement is not to steal from his father, he has to steal from his father and his mother. So the discussion is exactly what to mean. The Gemara explains that it has to be money that was set aside for the food of both his parents, like a joint bank account, if you like. However, there's another opinion that it's actually monies from each of them, but in any event, the halacha is like the chachamim, it's sufficient that he stole from his father alone. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Haya aviv rotzeh ve'imo eino rotzeh. Let's say they want to bring him to Beit Din and treat him as a ben sorer. The father's adamant we should treat him as such, and the mother says no. Or, aviv eino rotzeh ve'imo ratzah. Or the father doesn't want to, but the mother does. He says, eino ve'eino naseh ben sorer more. He will not be tried ad shu shneim ratzim, unless both parents wanted it. Because the pasuk specifically said for tafsu bo, that they grabbed hold of him, who, avivim, or both of them together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo hayta imo ra'ul aviv, if the mother wasn't the same as the father, you'll see what that means in a minute, enu naseh ben sorer umore, there wouldn't be a ben sorer umore. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what the Gemara explains, it means if they weren't of the same height, same appearance, and same voice, as can happen, that spouses actually have the same voice. Why? Because it says, eneno shomea bekolenu in the pasuk, so he understands it's kolenu is in the singular, our single voice has to be the same. However, halakha is not like Rav Yehuda, according to the way Kadi explains it. Let's continue. Hayachad mehen gidem. If one of the parents had a hand cut off, or chiger, or it was limp or lame, or ilem, or was mute, or suma kunotzi, or cheresh was deaf, eno sebere more, the son wouldn't be able to be ben sorem, or more. How do we learn this? Shenema v'tafsu bo ovivimo. That's part of the pasuk. These parents grabbed hold of him, which implied that they have to be able to hold him. So therefore, Lord, give me him. So if the hand was cut off, he wouldn't be able to do so. Votziyoto, they have to take him out, meaning to Beit Din. So therefore, Lord, chigrim, not someone who's lame and cannot walk. Amru, and Pasuk says, and they say. Well, that means they have to be able to speak. So therefore, Lord, ilmim, know the people that are mute. If the parents are mute. Baneinu zeh, they have to be able to point and direct the Beit Din, saying, at this son. So zeh means able to point and know exactly where he is. So therefore, that excludes if one of the parents were blind. If they say he doesn't hear our voice, then there must be that the parents cannot be cherishim, they cannot be deaf, because they wouldn't be able to hear the response of the son when their parents tell them off, saying, stop stealing, behave yourself. He wouldn't be able to hear his response. Let's continue. Matrim bo bifnei shlosha. What that means is he's pre-warned before two witnesses. In other words, before two witnesses, the parents say to this child, understand, you've got to start listening to us, otherwise we're going to take you to Beit Din. And then they come before Beit Din in front of a small Beit Din of three judges, umalkinoto, and they give him malkut. They hit him. Malkut, we learned this from, because Vayim bin Hakot Arasha, we learn the concept of malkut, especially Vayim Zomim, and Ben as well. The word Ben is used in both contexts to understand that first, prior to executing him, they would actually give him malkut. Next, then he's sent home. Chazar v'kilkel, if he continues on his path and still behaves in this manner, remember, this is all within a 3-month period. Nidon is judge of the Beit Din of 23, like any capital case. Veinu niskal, and he would not be stowed ad shu shama rishonim, until the three original judges that judged him for Malkut would be there, would be present. Shneamar beneinu zeh. They're saying, our son, this one, pointing, meaning zehu shalakabif nechem. This is the one that was already received Malkut, who received lashes in front of you. Mishnah then continues, Barach, if the son runs away, ad shelongi gemar dinon, prior to the Beit Din, concluding that he's chayev mita, and then he matured in the intervening period before being brought back to Beit Din, v'chakach if zakanak tachton, we say pato he'd be exempt, because now he's at an age where ben zorah wouldn't apply. If, however, he was already tried and found, if you like, guilty, and therefore going to get the punishment of skila, and then barach, then he ran away, and then during that period while he was ran off, he fully matured, we say he would nonetheless be chayev skila, because since he's already been tried and found guilty, or now has to be given the punishment of skila, he's already defined at that point as adam harug, as if you like a dead man, and therefore the punishment will still be executed. Those are Mishnah today.